I think certainly within the Republican Party nationally and in Florida, there is a conflict. On the one side are the purists who say we don't want to be a party of compromise and collaboration. We want to be a party that represents a very clear, distinct set of policies and philosophies. Speaker Rubio would represent that wing. The other wing of the Republican Party is one that, at least on occasion, will say, let's find the common ground and move forward. That's the wing of the party that Governor Crist represents. And Florida is going to be a very major battleground to see which Republican Party is still standing the day after the election in November of 2010.
Most in the Democratic Party assume Kindred Meek will be the one to do battle with the Republican victor. Can you give me your thoughts on a winning strategy for the Democrat in this race, first with Charlie Crist and then with Rubio?
Well, I don't think the Democrats ought to develop their strategy based on who their opponent is. I think the Democrats need to have their strategy based on what they want to offer to the people of Florida. I think the people of Florida today are extremely concerned about the state of the economy. We have almost a record high foreclosure rate in Florida. The current unemployment rate is one of the highest that we've had in modern history in the state. I think Kendrick Meek can and will be offering some ideas that will appeal to Floridians, that he can help us get out of the ditch that we're in now and take some steps that will reduce the chances of us falling back into this current situation.
What is the most dangerous threat to Floridians in regards to terrorism?
The most dangerous threat is that we won't take them seriously enough. Our Commission on Weapons of Mass Destruction came to the conclusion, which I will say is the conclusion that the intelligence leadership has also reached, that it is more likely than not that there will be a weapon of mass destruction used someplace on the planet between now and the end of the year 2013, and that it's more likely that that weapon will be biological than nuclear. I think we've taken significant steps to reduce the prospects of a nuclear weapon falling into the hands of terrorists. I don't think we have done what we need to do on the biological side. And to me, the challenge to our willingness to take steps for our self-security is going to be what we are prepared to do on the biological weapon side.
I picked up my own copy of your new book, America, the Owner's Manual. In our Obama administration, with our OFA program that's going on and whatnot, and who is this for? Is this for the community activist? Is this for someone who wants to run for elected office? Who do you think can use this book most effectively?
It's a book that has a broad audience. It's essentially for the citizen who wants to move out of the grandstand where he or she has been watching democracy and become an active participant in democracy. The book outlines what I consider to be the 10 essential skills of effective participatory citizenship. Each chapter starts with a case study of how a citizen used that skill in combination with others to accomplish some significant benefit for their neighborhood, their community, their state, or the nation. It is being distributed primarily to colleges and universities, and a number of those institutions have now adopted this in their curriculum.